On this mighty tide, the black ships laden with fresh-scented fir planks, rounded sacks of oil bearing seed, or with the dark glitter of coal, are borne along to the town of St. Ogg's. The aged, fluted red roofs and the broad gables of its wharves between the low wooded hill and the river brink, remnants of last year's golden clusters of beehive ricks, rise at intervals beyond the hedgerows. And everywhere, the hedgerows are studded with trees. Just by the red-roofed town of St. Ogg's, the tributary, Ripple, flows with a lively current into the Floss. How lovely the little river is, with its dark, changing wavelets. It seems to me like a living companion while I wander along the bank and listen to its low, placid voice. The clouds are threatening, and it is far on in the afternoon, but I will stand a minute or two on the bridge, for this is Dorlcote Mill, and even in this leafless time of departing February, it is pleasant to look at. The chill, damp season adds charm to the trimly kept, comfortable dwelling house, as old as the elms and the chestnuts that shelter it from the northern blast. The stream is brimful now, half drowning the grassy fringe of the croft in front of the house. The rush of water and the booming of the mill bring a dreamy deafness which heightens the peacefulness of the scene. The great curtain of sound, shutting one out from the world beyond. I watch the unresting wheel sending out its diamond jets of water.
Tom!